Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is still, it's windy out. Not as bad as yesterday, but it's pretty windy. Anyway, March Madness is coming up, the basketball tournament for the NCAA. And I got to thinking if there's any other big March tournaments, and specifically in the area of beer pong. I actually looked it up. Didn't know it began at Dartmouth a long time ago, Dartmouth College. But anyway, beer pong does have a couple leagues across the country. They're not as organized in recent years. However, the biggest one I did find is actually on my hometown, or at least my home area of Long Island. So at likick.com, which they run a kickball and pickleball league, they also have the the March Madness Beer Pong Championship. That's what they said. So basically it's going to be held on, and this is the details of it. Pretty funny, if you ask me. March 27th is the date, 1 to 7 p.m. I guess they're doing the whole tournament in one day. It's going to be held at the Nutty Irishman, never been there, and 323 Main Street in Farmingdale, New York, which I've been to. They have a nice college there with an interesting farm you can visit. I went there as a kid. Teams will be randomly drawn into World Cup-style 32-team tournament. The teams are guaranteed to play a minimum of 3 games. That's pretty crazy. There will be a cash prize for first and second place. And for those who don't know, beer pong is essentially it's basically you have 10 cups on either side. The goal is to get your ball into the cup, and then the person has to drink it, and they have to do it to your side, and the person who has no cups on their side loses. So that's essentially the rules of beer pong. Anyway, there will be cash prizes for first and second place, first prize for best costume, best all girls team, and then this one's interesting, which I looked it up, I could not find anything about it, but all teams must abide by the no jackass rule. So I don't know what that means. Entry fee is $40. You must be 21 or older. These are interesting rules. Obviously, 8-foot length, you know, the regular ping pong tournament board or, you know, court. 40-millimeter ball, 16-ounce cups. Teams may use water in cups. I'm wondering if that's just for the break time or the actual tournament play. Match starts with a coin flip. The game starts with the first team getting one shot. There's a 10-cup rack. I never heard of this rule being used. I heard it not being used. Balls can be swatted once it contacts the surface. So that means if you bounce it on the other side, you don't get in the cup without bouncing. They could swat it away. All right. Rollbacks, only one ball back on rollbacks, maximum 2 rollbacks. That means if you get two balls in at once, meaning you get 2 tries. If you get it once, you get it again, you get to go another 2 times. But I guess they're limiting it to only 2 rollbacks. Leaning is okay and encouraged, good. Distractions are okay and encouraged. You just have to stay on your side of the table. There's actually a game called Beirut, which is a different game where you have to actually fight while you're playing ping pong, which I've never played. Beer pong, I mean. These are the things I don't know. I looked them up. There's no fire, no islands, no death cup, no behind the back. Those are all beer pong lingo, which I did not know. Redemption, which is when the guy gets in the last cup and you have 1 cup left, you get to go. And there is a 3 cup overtime. I guess there is a possibility of a draw, or maybe not, if it's 3 cups. And then this is kind of the funny part. Frequently asked questions. So there's only 2. I figured I'd have a lot more, but there's only 2. First one is, can I bring pets? And the answer is, depending on the bar. Okay. And then, can you bring booze to the bar? It says again, depending on the bar. So those are the 2 frequently asked questions, and 20 teams have already entered because LI Kick is pretty popular, I guess. And I did highlight a couple of names. Most of them are very kind of raunchy, but the ones I liked that weren't so raunchy were Way to Go Champ Dad, Bruise Cruise, Solo Cup Assassins, Sister Slammers, Super Splash Brothers, and Stacked Liked Pancakes. So that is it. Those are all the beer pong championship facts I know that's occurring on March 27th. If you know any other beer pong championships, please let me know. I'm on Twitter at Podcast List, hashtag Randomlist. I'm also on Instagram at Randomlist Podcast. You can also find me on all the podcast platforms. You know, I'm there. Suggest a list. Say hi. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're exercising, you know, track along. And that is it. Have a great day. Stay warm. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.